This is KUT. This week, Governor Greg Abbott ordered a special session of the state legislature to convene later this summer. He's told lawmakers to tackle hot-button issues like abortion, property taxes, and school vouchers. And then there were the trees, as KUT's Moz Bouchel explains.
It seemed like a strange footnote in a legislative agenda already packed with divisive proposals. But there it was. Governor Abbott wants to restrict the way cities protect trees.
Some local governments, like the city of Austin, are doing everything they can to overregulate.
Here he is on Tuesday announcing the special session.
I want legislation that does three things. One, prevents cities from micromanaging what property owners do with trees on their private land.
So, what's this about?
We have really two ordinances here that really protect trees.
Keith Mars is an arborist with the city of Austin. He says the city's tree preservation rules enhance local quality of life.
We have the what's called the Protected Tree Ordinance that was adopted in 1983, and then we have the Heritage Tree Ordinance.
They regulate what trees you can cut down after they've reached 19 inches in diameter. And certain species greater than 24 inches are even harder to chop down. Critics argue that the rules inhibit smart development, increase construction costs, and may increase fire risk. But the opposition from some state lawmakers seems more ideological.
Are you okay with government restricting someone's ability to cut down a tree on their own property?
Here's an exchange between Tea Party Republican State Rep Jonathan Stickland and landscape architect Elizabeth McGreevy during a hearing on a proposed tree bill during the regular session. McGreevy had come to testify against the bill and ended up in a debate over property rights.
The thing is once you're inside a city, it's kind of like sometimes you have to put aside a few rights in order to work for the common good.
But I can't get past the comment you made. It says you need to put aside some of your own rights.
In
that scares me so much.
Okay, well, why do people live in HOAs?
Her point? People agree to abide by local laws all the time. And cities like Austin have decided these rules are in the public good. Keith Mars says trees help by improving the environment.
Actually filtering our air, filtering our stormwater.
Mitigating flood risk, cooling heat islands.
Shading our houses. As we all know, it gets incredibly hot here. There are billions and billions of dollars of services that these trees provide.
Around 50 Texas cities have some form of tree rules on the books. And regardless of what happens to them, the debate over trees this summer will likely be seen as part of a larger debate that's grown in recent years between state and local regulation. Moz Bouchel, KUT News.